Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You'd have
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new options in the fintech industry. At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
He's not going to have a booth for the game, but he'll be around the stadium. Carson said he'd be around the stadium, so if anyone, you'll see him and notice him. I mean, you've seen him on the show several times. He's very fit. And so he said he's very open. If someone does see him, he says, just stop him and just get a chance to visit him about Currency and where this, with the direction of this and how to get applied. And he will just meet with you in person. It's all free consultation.
Jeez, right outside the stadium, too.
Yeah, he's just going to walk the stadium, he told me. He's just going to walk around the stadium, which would be kind of cool.
That's what Carson does.
Yeah, Carson does a very good job.
You could stop him and ask him about your career.
About your career at that time like that, right? Before all of a sudden the Michigan band comes walking in and on there's Carson. You can stop and ask him real quick about Currency and then get yourself into the stadium and get ready to go.
Jeez.
What a vibe that's going to be in there. Steve will be inside. Jake will be inside.
Yes. We'll be there. I'll look for Carson.
Jake, you're going and sitting
I'll
somewhere?
Be in the stands.
What area? Can we tell the Breakers where they might be able to find you?
I think it's Northwest Stadium I'll be in this week.
Okay. Jake's had a lot of access to tickets. And so Jake, he moves around a lot. Who will be with you?
My brother-in-law, Taylor.
You guys know Taylor. That's not a good start. Right away, that's not good.
He likes to go hard.
He goes all in.
I gotta prepare myself.
Yeah, he goes all in.
Taylor does go hard.
So when we hear about the Jake's he's at Hard Rock Casino in Sioux City at 4 in the morning.
Just got done shooting guns. Yeah. You got it.
So, rolling dice and shooting guns.
Yeah.
God knows what else.
What else is going on? Taylor, this is interesting.
Yeah. I got to prepare for a long day tomorrow, or actually Saturday, excuse me.
Saturday, not tomorrow, right?
Saturday, not tomorrow.
Well, things will start Friday, and he'll be down Friday night.
No, he's coming down Saturday.
Good. Okay, that's good for you, Jake. It is good, Jake.
That is good for me, because yes. It would be at 2 a.m.,
yeah,
no doubt, at the earliest, probably.
Can you contain yourself Friday night, is my question.
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Okay.
I'll be in bed, hopefully, before midnight, I would think.
Show at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Last time with Marty was a little dicey.
With Taylor?
No, with Marty.
Marty, oh.
When
oh,
Marty's
yeah.
Here.
Well, he was on that was an afternoon show,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Jake.
We're hoping Marty comes in tomorrow. Steve is kind of stiff-armed him.
We wanted to have him
on the air tomorrow. Well, Marty, we've had him on. He was fabulous. And we wanted to have him on again. And then all of a sudden, Steve is kind of stiff-armed us from having him on the show.
I didn't say he couldn't come on.
Text in.
You said it was a packed show on Friday.
I said he could come on. I said I can't do a full hour with him.
Please text in if you want Marty. Please text in.
But now here's a complicator, Billy. Staying in Omaha.
He come down.
It's hotels in Omaha.
Tell him to come on for like 8:30. We have a Michigan guest at 8. He wants to come on at 8:30.
We can just have him call in.
We can have him call in. That's fine. We can have him do the Zoom in for the 8:30.
Zoom in for 8:30. So we get Marty.
All right.
I'd like to have Marty on.
Okay, we'll have it.
All right. So you're saying 8:30.
8:30.
Okay. I'll tell him. Okay. I'll tell him tonight. He'll be thrilled. See, Marty, though, made a lot of demands for Saturday.
Did he?
He can still join us Saturday for the pregame show in person.
He made demands. Did he ask, like, certain things? I'm going to need this, like, some sort of food,
drink. We'll get his coffee taken care of.
No, he... he needs to have this other guy on that he's coming with. How do you think my buddy Bruce Culpepper could slide on a pair of headphones on Saturday?
We don't even know who Bruce Culpepper is.
I know.
Hey, Bruce, who are you? Explain yourself.
He is Brad Culpepper's brother.
Brad Culpepper was an NFL lineman.
Yes.
Also was on Survivor, I think someone told me.
Well, hold on. Isn't Culpepper the guy from...
Larry Culpepper?
Larry Culpepper.
Larry Culpepper.
From Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper, yeah.
So can you imagine if he would have said, can I get Larry Culpepper on?
That would be good.
That would be incredible. Yeah. If all of a sudden Larry Culpepper showed up from... Oh, that'd be really good.
Oh, so Marty's... Yeah, Marty tomorrow at 8:30, I guess.
We'll try him at 8:30.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'll get him.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
You need help for any sort of remodel for kitchen, bathroom, or whole house. There's one phone call to make. That's to Randy at Steinert Contracting. Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204.
Randy will let everybody know he will be tailgating and available this weekend for photo ops and
really?
Just consultation.
He's tailgating.
He'll be tailgating, yes. Randy will be part of. He's taking this all in.
Photo ops, too.
Yes, photo ops. It's chancy. He'll lift you over his head. I don't know, but Randy's a great dude.
He welcomes photo ops.
He welcomes photo ops. He's friendly.
Would you say you welcome photo ops?
Yeah. First of all, I didn't mention, hey, can I get a picture with you? No.
Can you imagine,
no.
Bill?
If you're ever that person, I don't have time for you. No, that's stupid. No, that. Please, if someone ever asks you, I'll do it. $10. Yeah, no. There's no chance of any of that stuff. So
you charge him for a photo.
Oh, that was not the reaction I was expecting. Yeah.
You turn down people's photos?
You turn them down?
No,
it sounds like you do.
You thought I turned him down?
I didn't think it would be that forceful, is what I'm suggesting. No, I don't turn them down.
Anything from. Just from friendly people, I appreciate. I'm going to go a little story time here, if it's okay. Lock in, Steve.
I'm locked in.
Okay. This is cool parenting tips. Okay. Sometimes you have to cut the ice to bring back the spice. Know when it's your turn to make things churn.
Oh, I know what this is.
In the hierarchy of coaching, on any sort of job you ever have, and then in coaching staffs, you have this circle of trust. And my circle of trust at LSU was Steve Ensminger, the offensive coordinator. And I had trusted a lot of them. The people you can go shut the door and say things to that you know no one else would get the information. Ooh. And you just trust him with your life. So it's Steve Ensminger. It's Dennis Johnson, called him Meatball, the D-line coach. And it's Derek Pinansky, director of football operations. That was my circle of trust at LSU.
Interesting.
So I sat every pregame meal with Steve Ensminger. That's who I sat with. He always had a little bit of spaghetti. He didn't eat very much. And he always sat like that. And there's always a little bit, he's always kind of lighthearted, kind of say something kind of funny. But Steve was my guy. And I got connected with him through Tim Cassidy. So once I got there, I remember he stuck his head in my door right away. He's just like, and he's from Louisiana. You know, like that, slinging Steve Ensminger. And he was like, Billy, you're a friend of Tim Cassidy. You're a friend of mine. And then we just became best friends from that time on. We're getting ready to play Oklahoma. We go down for the team meal, which is good. This is a quiet meal now. There's a night game, so this is probably about 2:30 in the afternoon. Sit down, and the table, Mickey was always our table. We had a group our table. No one else sits at that table. Everyone knows where you sit. Don't even try to just pull up a seat there, because that is sacred time. And I always sat right next to Steve. Get ready to go. Looking. No Steve. No Steve. I'm like, what? And I'm like, do I say something? Like, I'm kind of looking around like that. Don't say anything. All of a sudden, Coach O gets up and talks. Boom. So we start eating. Everybody starts to go. Silence at our table. No one's saying one word. Steve's not there. Not a word.
Huh.
Completely quiet. Like, what? And my mind's just racing like crazy. Like, what is going on? What is going on? Like that. All of a sudden, at the very end, Dave Aranda comes over and whispers in my ear, current head coach at Baylor, and he was the defensive coordinator, says, hey, There's been a plane wreck on the way to the game today, and right now we're not sure who was on it, but we think Steve's son was on there, and his wife were on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just you're just melted like that. And so you have 45 minutes from after the mealtime to run up and put your sport coat on and your tie and all stuff for the deal like that. So I run up there, tell my wife really quick with what happened, like that was going on like that. The team does not know. No one said a word to anybody. It was just, like I said, it was just dead quiet. So waiting for me at the elevators was Derek Pinanski, and I get down and he said, Steve's son was not on the plane, but his wife was on the plane, and everyone on the plane was killed.
Oh.
And this is right before we get on the bus to go play Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl in the semifinals.
Yep, playoffs.
So we get on the bus and it's just dead silent. Steve's with us. He's on the offensive bus. I'm on the defensive bus. When we get into the locker room, and we were just there a couple weeks earlier because we played in the SEC championship game in Atlanta. So we're in there. We're all in the exact same spots, and it's our whole coaching staff. And usually it's pretty light, and there's funny things said and talking. There's not a word said. Mm. It is just dead quiet. Steve's sitting just kind of catty from me. He's right over here in his spot on the end. I'm right here. I'm right by Dennis Johnson in my circle of trust. And no one's saying a word. And all I can think of is get my clothes. And I've not said a word to him either. Just get my clothes on and get out to the game field. We just got to get this done. And you're just so overwhelmed with everything at this time like that. And all of a sudden it's just like, hey guys, what we got going on here? And Steve bursts out and he starts talking. And he says a couple one-liners that has the guys just falling out of their chairs laughing. He eased the whole moment, and it was incredible. I remember that it was like the world got lifted off of you, and here's the guy that's in the most dire straits.
God.
That's the one that is lifting everyone else up, because it was nobody else's place to say a word.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was only one place to say a word, and that was from Steve Ensminger, who had just went through this. And he, I'm sure he's already talked to his son at this time. Now, this is obviously his son's wife, the mother of his grandkids. I mean, so he is just, you know, I can imagine how distraught you are. He knows what his son is going through. Mm-hmm. Didn't know if his son was still alive. He goes out and calls the game, and he hangs 49 on Oklahoma in the first half.
First half.
And the front of that, he calls an unbelievable game. We come back, we end up going on and winning the national championship against Clemson and doing that. My point to the youth and everyone is that there's a time when you might have to be the one that breaks the ice. Mm. And it's only you that can do it. It's not from somebody else. It's some other time. And it's really a tricky, well-played time. It might be at a funeral, some sort of grief, some sort of time when everyone's looking. But Steve Ensminger was the one that was the dude, because I was expecting nothing. Silence. You know, no one knew what to say. He had no idea. Remember, my wife was the first one to meet him when he got off the bus after the game back at the hotel. But it was one of the most traumatic experiences I've ever been through, of your best, one of your best friends going through something that, and right before a game. And all I remember thinking at team meal, Steve's not here. There's something wrong with Steve. What is going on? Then I got all those bits of information. And then, like you said, we keep in touch, you know, all the time, but fact is that how he held it together, mm-hmm. And also, he was the one that put everyone at ease. Mm-hmm. And they talked to the team afterwards about, you know, what about what Steve went through. No one knew. No one told the team. The players didn't know. They weren't anything was ever said to them. So the point of the story is like that, is for your youth and like that, is teach them the ability like that. Sometimes when you have to cut the ice, you're the one that's got to bring the spot.
God, see, in the what I keep thinking as you're talking about it, he had to be the one. Like, you couldn't do it.
No, there was no, that wasn't.
But that was good on you and everybody else to know, this is not my place to
do it. Not my place. There's only one guy that could save it.
You got to know your place in that conversation,
too. That's why it's critical for people to know that. There's one time when people are looking at you like, hey, this is my time. This is my time to kind of break the ice on something that's not it's not going very right. You have a moment when it's your time, and you have to know when that is. And it'd be good to educate your kids on when that time is.
Time.
Or there might be a time when you show them that this is the time that I have to be the strong one. But it was an event that is etched in my head of what it's like to be around such a good friend and just like a grown-ass man.
Yeah,
of how he handled the situation.
So tough.
It just like, and it was just a wow.
Oh,
and,
he has to be tough-minded to do that.
Yeah, and then go up there and call a game.
Right.
And to go up there and
49 points.
He had to call the game. Imagine trying to keep your head in 3rd and 8, and all of a sudden you're just going, and you're just like, how do I get?
Yeah.
I got to take care of my son. I got to take care of this. Oh, by the way, my son just lost his wife in a tragic plane wreck that killed everyone on board. She was a media person, and they were flying to the game. And so, and like I said, and that feeling when you know something's wrong, it would be as if we came to the show and Jake's not here and we hadn't heard from him.
Yeah.
No, not a word. And then the show's going.
That'd be weird.
Not a word. And right away, the panic would set into you so intense of what was going on with that. And so I thought I'd share that.
That's beautiful.
Steve Ensminger, dude, extraordinary.
And where is he now?
He's retired now. Lives down in Louisiana.
Oh, is he retired?
He's retired now. Yeah, just like I said, just one of the greatest humans you can ever be. I reached out to him for if there's everything I needed, anything in Louisiana. He knew everybody. And think about where he coached at. He coached at LSU, Auburn, Georgia, Texas A&M. So just imagine those being your
pretty,
stops.
It's pretty good.
Just think about those stops.
Big
think
time.
About, think about the big games that
big
he was
time.
In. Think about those. Those were his stops in coaching. Mm-hmm. And I said, and he was just straight Louisiana. Oh, man, the state has to be so proud of him. And my chance to be a friend with him meant the world. And seeing him handle that was the coolest thing that I've ever been a part of. And I remember it just resonated with me about like, okay, there's going to be a time when you're going to have to do this. Yeah. But it has to be your time, can't be somebody else's time.
I recognize that.
It was, if you would have seen what it was like in that locker room, there wasn't a word said. There's 12 of us in there. No one's saying a word, just getting their stuff on, looking. No one's even talking to each other. And there's no mumblings of like, hey, you think this about this?
It's really awkward.
Very awkward. It wasn't our normal. And Steve was always the life of the party in a fun way with something fun to say. So it was very cool.
God.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I had two of them, Jake.
Oh, double headline.
Sometimes you
double
have headline. To cut that. To cut the ice, you got to bring the spice. Know when it's your turn to make things churn.
Jeez. I thought it was going to be about making ice cream.
Not this time. Maybe next time.
Which would be great.
Yes.
That was better. That was better.
Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe.
We do film Thursday?
We are not. Nebraska is...
we don't do film
Nebraska
Thursday.
Is honoring the 1995 football team.
Okay.
This Saturday at the game. 30 years ago, they won the championship.
Okay.
So, today's topic is the 1995 Nebraska football team. Some trivia.
It was the first year I covered Nebraska football.
I would have been gone for a couple of years, so I'll have a pretty good chance. So.
Hey, so your last year as like a GA was when?
We missed the field goal. Byron Bennett.
Byron Bennett, okay.
That was the last game.
And it was my first year of covering Nebraska football.
You should remember this then.
Well, I should remember some of it, yeah.
I think, you know, 1995 Nebraska football, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the nickname Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, 1995 Nebraska football for Throwback Thursday. You are 1-2 on the week.
Yeah,
not good.
No. No,
we 10 lost. 10-6 overall.
What happened yesterday?
We won.
Oh, we did win.
Yeah, because we started off 0-2?
You did.
Okay, now I feel better now.
Zip won yesterday.
It was nicknames for high schools.
Nebraska high school nickname. Yes, you got that right. All right, we've got Joe. How do you feel about 1995 Nebraska football, Joe?
Feeling pretty good.
All right.
Okay.
Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question. First question goes to you, Joe. Nebraska's closest margin of victory was 14 points in the 1995 season, a 35-21 win over what non-conference team?
I got that.
Non-conference.
5 seconds.
How about Mississippi State?
Mississippi State is not correct.
You have it for sure? I think I know it.
Please take this.
Okay, Wyoming. Okay. It wasn't Wyoming.
Okay, so we went.
Thought it was Wyoming.
We've lost Bill, and we went -1 now.
Jeez.
Okay.
No, it's all right.
The answer was Washington State.
I should have known.
Washington State. I wasn't here, Farley.
I didn't know it.
Okay, zero to -1.
They had a close game against Wyoming some year.
Wasn't
the year before?
I can't remember.
94? Yeah, see, so I was off a year. So don't yell at me, Farley.
Farley's yelling at you?
Yeah.
Farley's taking a serious... Okay.
Farley, come on.
All right, Bill's out. And you're
down. We're mid-game right now.
First question. To tie it back up, Sip.
All right, we got to get back.
Who led Nebraska in rushing yards in 95 with 1,086 yards and 16 touchdowns?
95?
Yep.
Had to have been Lawrence. I mean, missed a lot of the season, but I still thought he may have got 1,000.
No, wasn't him. Joe, do you want that or not?
He only played like in four games or five.
Five.
You don't have to take this.
I kind
of want to
take it.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Take it. Give it a shot.
Don't do it.
95, huh?
Yep.
Oh, you don't know this.
I think Amon Green was a freshman. Brilliant. Green.
Yeah, you got it right. Amon Green's correct. One.
It's pretty embarrassing I missed
one
that.
One to -1.
You're covering the team.
Is the score. This is for the win, Joe. Last question. Who led Nebraska in tackles in 1995 with 62 tackles?
I don't know that.
It's for Joe.
Ooh. I'm going to say Farley.
Terrell Farley, who is standing right beside me, behind me, was the answer to that question.
Bad
so,
L.
Congrats to you, Joe. You
bad
win bagels.
L.
Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Horrific L.
You cover the team.
It's okay.
No, horrific.
Oh, I put us in a pickle. Like the year before, that's when they played Wyoming, is in somewhat of a close
game.
I don't know why. I just had a moment there where I took Lawrence.
So you were at the Washington State game, though, Steve. You were there.
Yeah. I don't remember those games.
There's a lot. Yeah, I have that's it,
your
they,
first
they have,
year.
They have to run together.
Yeah.
There'll be something right now. Somebody call up, hey, do you remember this game? And I'm like, well, now that you said it, I can probably bring it back to my mind, but I'd miss some games I coached in.
Tell me this is true. There are games I don't even remember being at that I was at.
Yeah.
There are. I mean, I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Who led Nebraska in sacks in 95 with 10? 10 sacks. This was not Farley.
You covered him, Steve.
Farley was second with 5 that year. Who had the most with 10?
Just 5, Farley?
Come on, Farley.
What are we doing?
Any guess?
Was Grant too young to lead him then?
He was on the team.
Or Kelsey.
Kelsey was, no, it was Jared Tomich.
Okay.
Tomich.
Farley just threw his hat down. Jared Tomich would make sense.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And tiebreaker for Bill. Nebraska finished #1 in the country in points per game in 1995. Okay. How many points did this average? The first decimal, please. #1 in the country.
41-2.
Ooh. God, this is amazing. I was going to say 42-1.
52.4 points per game averaged. That's so many points.
Oh, God.
That's how
this was a rough one for me, Bill. I didn't know who led him in sacks. They had like yeah. I think if you looked on that team, 19 of the defenders eventually made it in the NFL. Like 19.
Pretty solid. When we come back, hour 3, Mike Schaefer with us next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.